Lots of luck. Remembering this Christmas week will shortly become just another way to travel time. Here I am, trapped in a year that produced just about everything that life has to offer and dish out. And I'm still here. Amazing. And you're still there, I hope. By the time you read this, Birmingham, Alabama will have had a couple of cold nights. We have nice, summery weather for Christmas. Firecracker maniacs will have expended mucho gusto outside our home for days prior to and after magic midnight. The ghost of Galombardo will have been summoned by way of video to admiring tribes around the continent. Somebody will have gotten quite tipsy, the cutesy word for drunk, and done something embarrassing. Some newspaper will report the name of the first baby born in town, thus making the second and third one seem a little less important to all but doting families. And maybe somebody will have worn a lampshade and done something silly and fun. Speaking of time travel, driving to work this morning, I listened to old Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding recordings from the last few days of 1959. They, too, talked about Christmas and New Year's resolutions, unkept and unkempt, boring activities their audience would participate in on New Year's Eve, and other rather unrelated but lifelike bits of information. It's comforting to know that we've survived some 50 years beyond the 50s, when everybody thought doomsday near. Ray Bradbury says, "The fact we've had the means for self-destruction and have not used them is in and of itself reason to feel renewed hope for the human race. I just wish we had more than a thread to hang on, though. But take heart. As Carl Sandburg said, a baby is God's opinion that the world should go on. Let's applaud that first, and then the second and third babies, and so on, and hope they'll have a bit more sense than those who visited before them. Try to visit with a young child or an old relative for a few minutes before the season's over. Both have a much more realistic view of the world's possibilities and limitations than we do. Hug someone, quick, and make the thread that much thicker."